You're listening to Business Banter Podcast live from wherever Conrad's yerba mate addiction takes us to. The only show with truly unfiltered behind-the-scenes business talk. You're here, my dear listener, as an entrepreneur who's craving knowledge and advice. But whichever way you go, you either fall asleep or your bullshit detector goes off. Besides raw business talk and interviews with experts, you can expect us to spice things up a bit and throw in a touch of banter into the podcasting blender. Real everyman's talk on topics ranging from China taking over the world to how can I replace coffee in my diet? You probably know the answer to that one. Be warned, no political correctness in this house. Enjoy the ride.
According to Naval Ravikant, there are two main ways to create wealth. One is to become extremely specialized in a certain field, like a doctor or a lawyer, right? And the other one is to use the power of leverage and create a business and become a business owner. So hey, this is Conrad, the Yerba Mate Addict here. And in today's video, we're going to talk about the difference between being a freelancer, so freelancing, and being a business owner, so running a business. And this is quite a complex and a deep topic, and you can explore quite a different, how do you say, like paths of that, like more general level view, like you know zoom out and just look at the difference from like an outsider's perspective, and then you can look into the kind of the details, like what specifically needs to happen and what typically is the difference. And then you can also finally talk about like how to transition from being a freelancer into a business owner. And that's something that I'll probably address in the future videos, because I think this topic is too complex to address in one video. Today, we're just going to talk about, I'm going to share with you guys like my findings, through reading a bunch of like business books, listening to a bunch of founders of different startups or people knowledgeable like Naval, who created AngelList. I highly recommend his series, YouTube series. It's called How to Get Rich. I know it sounds corny, but How to Get Rich, just write Naval, How to Get Rich. Highly recommend this one. So a lot of bits from that are from this. Some other bits of that are from Roadless Stupid by Keith Cunningham. And I just put some things together to try to kind of give you guys the basic overview of what I think is the difference and what that means for you, whether you are now, you are a freelancer, or you are thinking of becoming a freelancer, or you are a freelancer thinking of becoming a business owner, or you are a business owner. So I think this video might clear some things up for you. And this is a video I hoped I saw when I was starting, you know, when I was getting into freelancing or creating a business. So as I said at the beginning, one way to create wealth is basically become a specialist in something that's hard to become a specialist in, like doctor or a lawyer. Or right now there are some other fields that are emerging, like a programmer or other on the rise, like in the mostly in the technology fields. There are many different like positions that really pay very well, and if you become very specialized there, it's very possible for you to get wealthy. The problem there at some point that you might run into is that there is a certain ceiling, right? Like you can't go over a certain threshold, because the only way, the main way to earn more money if you are really specialized in something and you are really good at what you do is like you slowly increase your hourly rate, right? But there are only a certain amount of hours in a day, and also like how you can kind of increase your hourly rate is also very limited, I would say. I mean, you can go from, I don't know, $10 to 20 to then 50 to then maybe like 300, but there is a ceiling where like no one's gonna pay you more than that, and there's definitely a ceiling as to how many hours there are in a day, and then there's definitely a ceiling as to how many productive hours you can do in a day. So you can see how that path is good. I mean, it's very possible and people are making it work, but there is a certain threshold element to it, which is to not say, I'm gonna preface everything I'm gonna say in this video, is that in this video, I'm not choosing one or the other. I'm just trying to kind of convey you guys like what's the difference and what it means for you and what you should expect and what which path you should maybe, you know, rather take depending on your preferences. So the second way, as I mentioned at the beginning, is to use the power of leverage and become a business owner. So your income, when it comes to being a business owner, running a business, really, in my opinion, depends mostly on the length of your lever, meaning how much output, so how many things you can create with the least, like the maximum things you can create with the least amount of input, you know? So how much productivity can you generate with the least amount of employees? And that's what a lot of like most of these really huge companies at the top are like technology companies are doing right now. It's where they have like very actually little amount of employees compared to how much like what value they're able to deliver, like Facebook or some other ones. They are really actually, when you think about it, compared to some traditional businesses, the amount of employees they have in their business is very, very low. And the reason for that, and I'm not saying their business models are perfect, but this is what makes them so powerful, and so, you know, that's why people are investing in them, and that's why they are growing so fast, and that's why the people that created them are at top of them are quite rich, you know, like Amazon or a bunch of different, you know, and Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, because they use the power of leverage to the highest possible degree that's possible right now. So now we talked about like what is the difference and what it basically how like increasing your income or generating wealth looks like when you are a business owner versus when you are a freelancer. But now let's talk about like what it requires to be good at one or the other. So basically to become a better specialist, what you got to do is just become better at what you do, right? So like if you're a doctor, you just got to become either more specialized or just better overall at the thing you are doing. The same as you goes when you're a lawyer, the same thing goes when you're a programmer, the same thing goes if you're any other type of like doing, let's say any type of other artistic endeavor. If you're a singer or anything like that, that really all, mostly is on the fact that you just become better than everyone else. So in a sense, so good they can't ignore you. So that's kind of the path to getting better as a specialist and then earning more. And then what you have to do next is basically, you know, find whatever customers in some shape or form for what you have. For what you're delivering in that specialized field, and then selling it to them, right? So there is some other form, some other skills very possibly involved, like marketing, selling, and talking to people or kind of convincing them and finding customers. So there's some small element of that. But when it comes to, you know, being a successful business owner, it really requires kind of a different skill set. It obviously, there is a part of when you are first starting a business where you are wearing all the hats, and it's also very important that you know the actual skill that you are selling, or like you actually know how to deliver what you're selling. But it's actually also not very necessary. I know people who have created successful businesses, even though they're not really any good at what they are selling. But in the beginning, it can be a mix. But in general, in the long run, what it takes to become a great business owner, or what it takes to have a sustainable and fast growing and business, is learning the business skills and tools, creating the machine, having the right accountability, creating systems. So it's completely different. I would say completely different. There are completely different areas that you have to master in order to basically create a well-oiled business. Then it is to you know, have a great freelancing career or become a great doctor. I would say this is the main core difference. Like here, you need to figure out systems, need to figure out like how to create a machine, how to have a right accountability with your employees, how to delegate properly, you know, how to hire, and also some other business skills, you know, like accounting and things like that. So first, when you think about it, you got to realize that, you know, being good at what you do and having a good business are completely separate things. And I know for some of you, it might be very obvious, but I would say for a lot of you guys, that might not be so obvious. I think when I was first getting into it, like into business realm, the freelancing realm, and the online stuff, online marketing and online business, then I didn't really know that this is what it takes to have a successful business. I thought I just like, the path is like you just get better at what you do, and eventually you just, you know, people start paying you more, and then you hire somebody, and then you just hire somebody good, the same, as good as you at what you're doing, and then you just kind of, you know, go on from there, and then you hire more people. But that's just not the case. And in short, even though I'm gonna make more videos, the transition, how it happened for me and how it looks for a lot of people when they go from being a freelancer to a business owner, it basically requires to slowly let go of control. So I think Keith Cunningham has a great quote. It's like that growth and control are kind of inversely related. So the more growth you want, the less control you need to have. Because what needs to happen, you need to slowly, you know, get some of the things that you do in your business, mostly the actual product part or the service part, you need to get it done by someone else. And that requires, you know, for you to just kind of let go of being perfect, because it's very possible that if you are so good at this, and then you first get someone, even though they might be on your level, they might not do it the same way you would do. And you just have to accept that. And then you just basically have to create systems so that basically everything becomes like a machine, that nothing can be screwed up. There's always checklists. Things are kind of like well-oiled. The mistakes are still will happen, but you just have to figure out a way to minimize the mistakes, maximize the replicability, in a sense, like how everything, each time, each delivery, each service, each time you deliver the service, the product, everything is the same, and everyone relies on the system, not on their like thinking. And that's something I also learned from Matt, one of my friends. It basically involves breaking everything down into like atoms, basically, like just fundamentals, like what each process that you do and think, what is it? And then you just have to kind of lay it on the notebook or in the Google Doc, and you just have to break it down that it's so simple that you could give it to almost a child. That's really what it takes, in my opinion, to create a great machine, is to just basically break down complex into simple, but so simple that you could give it to almost anyone. Obviously, there are some parts that require someone to you know, like have some combination of different skills. But still, in the end, everything has to be replicable, because if not, then the business is not going to run smooth, and you will not be able to grow, and you will just kind of die a slow death. So in summary, basically, when you are a specialist or a freelancer, you are, for the most part, trading time for money. And it's okay. I mean, not everyone wants to run a business. Not everyone wants the responsibility. Not everyone wants the burden. Not everyone wants to go through the pains, because it also requires, you know, to learn completely different new things, to become new again, to just kind of have to accept the fact that you know, just because you're good at something doesn't mean you will have a great business. And you just have to be humble. So not everyone wants to do that, but basically being a freelancer, being specialist, for the most part involves trading time for money, and that's not gonna change for you. And the only way to wealth freedom, in a sense, is to stop trading away time for money. And that basically is being a business owner. That's creating a business. Is that it's just the you know, trying to fight against the trading time for money. It's just making your, you know, using lever to your time and your expertise so that you can basically create more in the same time with the same input, but create more output. And again, that involves systems, employees, you know, different things. But that's just the general difference. And in the next videos, I'm gonna make go into more detail, like what are the four hats of business as a business owner, and some more details as to, you know, when it comes to both freelancing and being a freelancer, and also the, you know, business owner and running a business. So thanks a lot for watching, and I will see you in the next episode. See ya.
You've been listening to the Business Banter Podcast. If your immediate reaction after listening to this episode is either, fuck, that was some great advice, can't wait for more, where do I sign up? Or, man, I had the same idea in mind, but I assumed it's just me being weird. Thank you for sharing. Or, this bastard hurt my feelings, offended my delicate soul, and should be banned from the internet. Then, it means we're on the right track, doing God's work. In that case, please like, subscribe, and do whatever is allowed by technology to support this show. Make sure to also bookmark the podcast page, business-banter.com. If you'd like to voice your opinion, ask a question, or just want to connect, shoot us an email at conrad@killercoldemail.com. Until next time, my friend, stay vigilant.